It is 7:51 on this Tuesday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show. And our next guest, you know well, you've heard him on this show and a number of other places, and I think he does a great job under some pretty tough circumstances over the last few years. He is the superintendent of our Detroit Public Schools Community District, Dr. Nicolai Vitti. Dr. Vitti, long time no talk to you. I hope you're well.
I'm well. Good to talk to you. Good morning.
So you're getting ready for the start of school, obviously, for our Detroit students. How bad are you experiencing or not experiencing at all the teacher shortage we keep hearing about?
Well, proud to say that DPSED is not experiencing the stress of opening with the teacher shortage. You know, 5 years ago, we had 400 teacher vacancies. I remember starting and meeting with HR, and they told me that, we'll never be fully staffed in DPSED, and you have to sort of live with that reality. And for the school board and I, that was unacceptable. It's unacceptable for our students. I mean, you can't talk about a high-quality education if you don't have certified teachers. And, you know, we went to work. And over the last 5 years, we've increased teacher salaries on average by $15,000. I completely restaffed the HR team. And we're walking into this school year fully staffed, including special education teachers. And you know, between now and the beginning of the school year, which is about 2 weeks, you know, we might have an unexpected resignation at this or that school because the teacher unfortunately didn't tell us in advance that they moved or, you know, left the profession, et cetera. But as of right now, we're fully staffed with teachers, which is exciting, but it's certainly what students deserve.
That is that's fabulous news, frankly, given everything else we're hearing. What kind of changes are we going to see this year?
Well, you know, honestly, I think this year is about getting back to the reform and a focus on student achievement. We made a lot of improvement before this pandemic hit. In fact, 18-19 was the last year before the end of last year where our students took MSTEP and other national assessments, and we were showing great improvement, more improvement than any large urban school district in math, for example, in fourth grade. And every grade level had improved that was tested on the state exam, and we, on average, were showing more improvement than the state of Michigan. And then the pandemic hit, and when the pandemic hit in 1920, you know, the end of 1920, March 2020, it just seemed like our work halted to just try to meet families and students and employees in a community where they were, from handing out laptops to feeding families to getting internet access, shifting curriculum online, you know, deciding whether we go online, learning centers, surges, masks. You know, if you talk to our principals, it's and even me, I felt like, you know, over the last 2 years and a quarter, we were just managing COVID. And as we move into the 22-23 school year, I feel like this is going to be a year where we get back to student achievement and we start just improving teaching and learning and our interventions academically, behaviorally for students, and we get back to the real work of the school district. So nothing really new other than a lot of stability when we look at school-level leadership. We look at our teaching staff. We still have a year of COVID money, so we're going to do after-school programming, the summer programming, the mental health support across the district, nurse in every school building. But it's really about getting back to the reform and student achievement this year and not managing COVID.
Dr. Vitti, so I'm going to take from all of that to simply say, in your world, in your mind, remote learning is over, period.
Period. Outside of, we did create a virtual school. We had about 2,000 students there last year. I anticipate that number to be anywhere from 500 to 700. There are a few number of students where actually virtual school is best for them. They're just more independent, you know, more support at home. But we're going to be more rigorous with making sure that attendance is right and school grades are right for those students. But No online learning. I don't anticipate it. I don't think it's right for the vast majority of our students and our teachers. So we're going to hold strong on no online learning this year.
Sean?
Dr. Vitti, kids are a lot more able to handle stress and changes better than I think sometimes adults think they do. What have you observed over the last couple of years? How have they handled these troubled times?
Oh, I would definitely agree with what you said about adults and children. I think that's actually some of the greatest challenges that our best teachers have when they move out of the classroom to be either coaches for teachers or administrators. I always say that it's actually easier to work with children sometimes than adults. but with that said, I think everyone in the school district has shown a large degree of perseverance. It wasn't easy shifting online and, you know, teaching from your computer. And for students, you know, shifting from online to in person, wearing masks, you know, all of that was not easy. So I would say everyone collectively has shifted and persevered through this pandemic. But students especially. It has been very rough.
Next time we have you on, which I hope is soon, we're going to talk more about the efforts underway to get more students in seats in the schools. Keep up the good work, Doctor. Any way we can help, please let us know.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Sure, always. Dr. Nicolai Vitti, Superintendent of the Detroit Public Schools Community District, as we continue on this Tuesday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR.